UTA estimates changing its name could cost $50 million.
And I think that shows the concerns that we're dealing with right now inside of UTA.
Hooper Representative Mike Schultz disagrees. The money would go for changing signs and logos on thousands of bus stops, buses, and trains. Holiday Representative Carol Spackman Moss.
People know UTA. I mean, what's wrong with that name? I mean, you change a name, it doesn't change the culture.
Or its constant deficits. SB 136 would change the board from 16 part-time members to 3 full-time members. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.